Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson and many others. Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. Behold the man beaten. It's there all through the scriptures, the suffering of Jesus, the suffering before and the suffering connected with the cross, not just the final stroke. Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. Hebrews chapter 12. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Isaiah 50. I gave my back to those who strike and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting, but the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have set my face like flint. Psalm 22. In verse after verse describing the physical pains of crucifixion. So on through the Bible. It's not a simple death. It's not a painless death. It's not a quick death. The death of Jesus is a death where all the kinds of suffering gather together. There's humiliation, disrespect, gratuitous infliction of pain, beating, slapping, spitting, whipping, and in the whipping, tearing apart the skin of his back. There's the mockery of Herod and the condemnation of the crowd. There's the abandonment of his disciples and exhaustion. There's brutality. And this is part of the ugly part of our nature. Down there, somewhere inside, reveling in the infliction of pain. Quote I heard some time ago. I have to cite the source, Colonel Ralph Peters. The most addictive substance known to man is human blood. And once there is a taste for that, once there is the taste for the shedding of blood, those who are so inclined delight in the torture of their victims. This is what sin and evil is when it is in full bloom. And Jesus, with the full knowledge of that, comes into this world of sinners to be among us, aware of the cruelty that is in the human heart, and he comes among us to bring and to be the salvation we need. Salvation from sin and its consequences and results and judgments in and on our lives, and salvation from the evil that is in the heart. Like God said to Cain, is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you. There's a picture burned in my memory. I read all three volumes of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Chronicles of the Soviet Prison Camps. There's a picture of him after his release. It's there in the eyes. In the eyes you see one who has seen cruelty and evil and has looked inside and seen it there too. It's a haunting picture. And this is us. How then are we to be saved? How is this to happen? It is through the sinless Son of God gathering into himself all the sins of the world, so that he might be the despised and rejected, the condemned and abhorred, the vile man hanging there within the judgment on my sin. And part of that gathering together of all the sins of the world is that the cruelty, the pleasure in inflicting pain, the evil lurking deep within the soul should come out and be directed at him. And so the soldier whips. And it's not simply carrying out orders. It is with a glee directed at the helpless victim and the rage directed at the moral and righteous person who does not fit in with the whole rest of us. And the crowd shouts, "Crucify." And it's not simply with the mob mentality of joining in the shouts. It is turning on the one person who was speaking the truth and the one person who knew what was inside of each one's soul and continued to love even as he called them to repentance and life. And the council condemns. And it's not simply passing a judicial decision. And it's not simply getting out of the way a prophet who could undo their power and privilege. It includes the animosity for an enemy that comes, an animosity that comes from those who have gone wrong, and now they are confronted by where they have gone wrong, but they do not feel like hiding behind the bushes this time. Now they have their place of power and they can strike back against God who has come walking in the garden. In fact, who has come praying in the garden. And yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free. His face is set like flint. He is determined. He will go for the salvation of the world, this world of sinners. All that that meant. Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. He will not turn aside. So the soldier will swing the hammer, and he will pray. And those around will mock, and he will bring one more sinner out of death and into life. And the sky will turn black, and judgment rain down, and he will once again pray with faith. and the world will bring together all its fury. And he will save. And he will continue to save. And his salvation will spread out into all the corners of the world and bring you and me into the kingdom of God. And he will be our peace. As Paul says, in his own flesh, tearing down the dividing wall of hostility, he will be our peace. Our peace with God, and our peace that then reaches out into the world. In Jesus' name, amen.